This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. New York City police have released body cam video that captures the terrifying moment a routine domestic violence call turned into a life-threatening explosion. It happened early Thursday morning at a residence in Queens. Officers were responding to a 911 call involving a man with a knife, but as they approached the front door to intervene, the entire front of the building was obliterated in a ball of fire. In the video, you can see an officer attempting to use a key to enter the home when the blast literally knocks the responding units off their feet. Here is that initial moment of chaos.
Yo. You all right?
The guy just lit the house on fire. We got an explosion.
Despite being thrown to the ground and suffering burns and lacerations, those officers didn't retreat. Commissioner Jessica Tisch says that in that moment of total uncertainty, officers chose to move forward into the fire. The footage shows them rushing toward the mangled remains of the apartment to pull residents to safety, including several young children who were caught in the middle of this nightmare.
I can't breathe! Where's my baby?
In total, 7 officers were injured. Thankfully, Commissioner Tisch confirmed they have all been treated and released from the hospital. NYPD Assistant Chief Christopher McIntosh held a press briefing explaining that the suspect, a 50-year-old man, allegedly arrived at the home intoxicated and armed with a knife. Family members reported a strong smell of gas before the police even arrived.
At approximately 2:42 a.m., the officers from the 106 precinct respond to a 911 call of a domestic dispute with a knife. The call was placed by a family member of the victim who stated that her male relative arrived at their residence intoxicated and armed with a knife, and there was a smell of gas in the residence.
Security footage from the scene shows the suspect arriving with 2 garbage bags filled with unknown canisters. Police say he forced his way in through an air conditioning unit.
Mr. Parsaram forced his way into the apartment by pushing the air conditioning unit. Once in the apartment, the daughter and his 2 grandchildren of the victim managed to flee to safety while Mr. Parsaram began menacing and threatening the remaining victim with a knife. The victim was able to safely get out of the apartment.
While some family members managed to escape early on, the suspect allegedly continued to menace his wife with a knife until she too was able to get out and hand her keys to the arriving officers. As of right now, the suspect remains unaccounted for. Investigators are currently combing through the rubble to determine if he perished in the blast. Records show the suspect had 3 prior protection orders filed against him by a relative in the home, the most recent of which expired just this year. Mayor Zohran Mamdani has praised the heroic actions of the first responders who prevented this horrific situation from claiming even more lives. More crime and justice news after this. Cole Thomas Allen, the man authorities say attempted to storm the D.C. Hilton ballroom with a literal arsenal, appeared in federal court to determine if he will remain behind bars ahead of trial. Charged with attempting to assassinate the president, interstate transportation of a firearm and ammunition with intent to commit a felony, and discharging a firearm during a crime of violence, Allen's attorneys initially pushed for his release. But in court Thursday, they stepped back from the fight, informing the court Allen would concede detention at this time. In a court filing in support of Allen's release, public defenders argued that he has no past criminal history and was gainfully employed as a tutor in California. The attorneys wrote Allen, a kind and compassionate teacher, would not violate the conditions of his release with support from family and friends. Over the weekend, Allen's attempts to enter the ballroom with a shotgun sent guests ducking under tables and Secret Service agents rushing the president and first lady off stage as shots rang out. While Allen's defense highlights he has no prior criminal record and remains presumed innocent, the prosecution is laying out a terrifying inventory of what he brought with him to the Hilton.
That's a 12-gauge pump-action Mossberg shotgun. It's a 38 semi-automatic. He had at least 3 knives and all kinds of paraphernalia.
Beyond those firearms, investigators are now piecing together a methodical cross-country journey that led to that ballroom.
The defendant, Allen, made a hotel reservation at the Washington Hilton for April 24th through April 26th. On April 21st, he traveled by train from Los Angeles to Chicago and then from Chicago to Washington, D.C. On April 24th, he arrived in Washington, D.C. at approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon and checked into the Washington Hilton.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche is pushing back against any narrative of a security lapse, insisting that the layers of protection worked exactly as intended.
Law enforcement did not fail. They did exactly what they are trained to do.
Perhaps the most chilling detail released involves a message Allen sent to his family just 10 minutes before the shooting. He reportedly described himself as a friendly federal assassin and listed administration officials as his targets. His family says they actually tried to alert police after reading his radical writings, but by then, the clock had run out. One law enforcement officer was shot in the vest during the scramble, but has since been released from the hospital. Allen faces life without parole if convicted of these crimes. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.